section in Gita 18.35, Prabhupada translates that the determination, the mode of ignorance, as unintelligent determination. So now, isn't determination a characteristic of the intelligence? Answer: normally, yes. You know, to be determined about something, we need to have the intellectual conviction to understand why it is like that, why this should be done, why this is important. And in that sense, intelligence is required. At the same time, there can be determination. Determination essentially means holding on to something. So, holding on to something even when there is opposition, when there is a force which is impelling us to let go. So, this can be positive, but this can also be negative. Just like when somebody is obstinate about something, or say somebody is addicted to something. So, when somebody is obstinate, like Duryodhana was obstinate, at that time he was holding on to the kingdom against the advice of many intelligent people. Now, right from Bhishma, Drona, Vidura, to the sages like Maitreya, Vyasa, Parshuram, and Krishna himself, okay, my Shantiduta. They all told him, but he did not listen. So his not listening there is an example of unintelligent determination, in the sense that he was holding on to something, that's determination, but he was actually acting very much against his intelligence. So that is determination in the mode of ignorance, and that is where one holds on to something even when that doesn't do any good, that only causes one harm. So if a person who is say addicted to overeating, oversleeping, alcoholism, now if they started using their intelligence, at the very least they would want to give it up. For giving it up, they may need to purify themselves, and that may require a separate process. But unintelligent determination means they hold on to something because they don't use their intelligence properly. I just think that this will give me some pleasure, and a little pleasure they may get, and they just don't use their intelligence to recognize that for this pleasure, I am going through so much trouble. So that obstinacy, we can say, is unintelligent determination.